This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua, and we are continuing in Hilchos Tefillin. We're up to Simen Chaf Hei, Se'if Gimel. Rabbi Yeager sent me yesterday that the Prima Gadim says that even if you can't be Mekayim the Inyan of leaving your home wearing Talsam Tefillin, there's an Inyan of walking into the Beis HaKnesses wearing the Tefillin to fulfill Va'ani Baroiv Chazdecha Avoy Beisecha Biyura Avoy Beisecha Shtachval Hichal Kachcha Biyura Secha. Siv Gimel. HaRosh Hayu Misader HaBrachis Ad Oiter Yisob B'Sefara. The Rosh would say the Berachas HaShachar until Oiter Yisob B'Sefara. Va'oz Hayu Maniach Tefillin. Then he would put on the Tefillin. And Mavarich Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara, and at that time he would say the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara. Because Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara literally means he crowns Israel in glory. And that's referring to the Pe'er of Tefillin. So he would say the Berachas HaShachar, put on the Tefillin, and then say Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara on the Tefillin. This is not really practiced nowadays, we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah. Says Mishnah, "Va'az haya k'day sif katan yabez k'day liten shavach v'hayda bebrachazu gam al tefillin shenikron pe'er." In order to give a shavach v'hayda for the tefillin that are called pe'er, shenemar pe'ercha chavush alecha, your glory is bound upon you. V'koy al tefillin shehin pe'er li Yisrael, it's going on the tefillin which is the glory of the Jewish people. Like it says, Vero kol amei aretz v'goymer v'yaru mimeka v'darshinan elu tefillin shabaraish. We just had this in Ksubis that tefillin is called pe'er, and therefore an avel b'yom rishon does not put on tefillin. And then he would make a mevarch oiter. Says the Malbim, v'artzes achayim kasav lo yiroisi shenayegin kim. I don't see people saying berchus hashachar and then saying the oiter yisrael b'sefara on the tefillin. They rather put on the tefillin before the Berachas HaShachar, after Kolechal Afim and Hagai. Rak Roisim Ad Medaktik in Lamashme Shaton Shayad V'Shalroish V'Shosh Mevarach Brachazu. But those who are Medaktik, they sort of position the tefillin by this bracha to indicate that the bracha is referring to not only the yarmulke or the hat, but it refers to tefillin as well. Okay, the minimum amount of time that one has to have the tefillin on, the minimum amount of time that one has to have tefillin on is, says the Mechaber, Siv Dalid, that amount of time is Sarach Sheyeh Tefillin Alav B'Shas Kriya Shema U'Tefila. The tefillin have to be on at the time of Shema and Shemana Esrei. Okay, that's the minimum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shas Kriya Shema U'Tefila, Rotzeh Lomer, L'chol HaPachos B'Shas Kriya Shema U'Tefila. At the very least, then, Ukila Kaman Musiman Lam and Zayin Sif Beis. Vaminum Begamara. Kala Kore Kriyashma Bali Tfilin. Hare Ukila Elu Meir Edo Sheker Ba'atz Mechas Vishalayim. One who says Shema without Tun, it's like being Meir Edo Sheker. Now, what about, I mean, this is something that's relevant to me, someone who says Shema before davening, let's say on Shabbos, because he wants to make the Magen Avraham Zman. Oh, forget about Shabbos, on a regular day. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos in America, you know. But let's say you want to say Kriya Shema before davening, and to be yotzei, let's say Sunday, we have late Shachris on Sunday, to be yotzei the Magen Avraham Zman, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you're not mechuyev to put on tefillin to avoid being made edo sheker. Why? Because since roiv ha'olam is noig like the gra, so it's only a chumrah. But if you're worried that the gra's man is going to pass and you say shema before the davening, then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you do have to put on tefillin. Rav Nissen Karelitz says that even to be yoytze the Magen Avram, you should put on tefillin. It's only if you're not going to make the Magen Avraham by putting on the tefillin, then you say Shema. Reb Chaim says, no, even if you're going to miss the Magen Avraham Zman by putting on the tefillin, put on the tefillin, and say Shema before the Grozman. You hear this? I go like Rav Shlomo Zalman usually. If I need to make the Magen Avraham Zman before the Shacharis, I'll say the Shema. Rav Nissen Karela says that you should put on tefillin, unless by putting on tefillin you're not going to make it. Rav Chaim says even then, if putting on tefillin you're not going to make it, so don't say the Shema. But you don't want to be made Eidos Sheker Batsa. I think Rav Chaim is a very big chiddush. What about Rabbi Yisai? We had earlier, why isn't wearing why isn't saying Shema without talis considered being made Eidos Sheker Ba'atzmai? L'chor, it's because you're not obligated to have a four-cornered garment. It's only if you're wearing a four-cornered garment then you have to put on tzitzis, but you are obligated to wear tefillin every day. Okay, now the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. Perishu b'toisus. Toisus explains what exactly is the meyod eidos sheker. Lefisha oimer ukshartem leois ve'enoy kosher. You said you're going to tie and you're not tying. What about saying just the first pasuk of Shema? Is saying just the first pasuk of Shema without tefillin also meyad eidos sheker? According to Tosfos, the only meyad eidos sheker is because you're saying I'm going to tie and I'm not tying. Let's say you know some have a custom; they say the first pasuk of Shema before going to shul. Ah, meyad eidos sheker ba'atzmai. Okay, ayin in the dirshu where it does seem like there is an inyan to have the tefillin on for the entirety of Shema, not just the words ukshartem la'os hayadecha, but there might be an element of meyad eidos sheker for even the first pasuk. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'yavshav d'yavad yatzi dei kriya Shema, even though b'diyavad you're yotzi Shema, if you don't have tefillin, mikol makom yishle avera mitzad acher. You have a sin on the other hand. Shemara al atzma, you're showing she'ein roitze l'kayim ratzen Hashem yizmach. You don't want to fulfill the ratzen of Hashem. V'zehu eidu sheker shemeid al atzma. You are testifying falsely on yourself. V'yesh oid perish acher ayin b'levash. There's another explanation in meir eidu sheker. Ah! Oh! I was going to say this, but the Mishnah Berurah, this is something that we've spoken in the past. Because of Sefer Charedim, the Mizan Nilmad, that Kishoimer ve'ahavta es Hashem yira lahachnis avas Hashem yisbarach b'libay. When you say you should love Hashem, you should fulfill the mitzvah of loving Hashem. Otherwise, you're also being made eidos sheker. Shlo yia kedoiver sheker chas v'shalom. Otherwise, it's like you're speaking falsehood on yourself. You're saying you have to love and you're not loving. Okay. In Simen Chav Dalet, Sivkaton Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brought from the Zayar HaKadosh that if you say Shema without tzitzis, you're made eidos sheker ba'atzmai. Shekori parshas tzitzis ve'inu mekayim hakra. So there the Mishnah Berurah brought that even legabe tzitzis is made eidos sheker. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm just reminding the Olam, we said this over earlier, because later on in Siman Samech Vav, we're only mafsik ben aprakim lefnei kriya shema for the berchas ha-tefillah, not for berchas ha-tzitzis, because without tefillin it's meyad eidos sheker. But here the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down, with talis also it's meyad eidos sheker. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even though taka it is meyad eidos sheker, you don't make a bracha because the wearing it is not an outright chiyuv. Similar to what we said, you're not explicitly commanded to wear a four-cornered garment to wear tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'da, d'loy amru kein ele kesha oisa kein b'mezid. When do we say you're made eder sheker? That's if you intentionally don't put on tefillin. Shemes atzel, aniach tefillin, kolim krishma. Avol mi she'en loy tefillin, someone who doesn't have tefillin, oik shu b'derach, or he's on the road, machvas karvet sina, eni yachol aniach tefillin, or he can't put it on because it's too cold. V'chol ka'agav nevade in loy l'achar krishma b'zan machmazeh, he certainly should not delay, says the Levush, Simen Nun Ches, ve'atakti shamas l'shoinoi, ayin sham. The Dershu brings that in Simen Mem Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody is not wearing tefillin, if it's not bemezid, then you're not oiver made edo sheker. Let's say somebody didn't daven shachras, and now he's davening two minchas. So he missed tefillin also. So whatever, sometime in the day he made a bracha on the tefillin, but now he's davening mincha twice. The Dersha brings from the Chavetz Chaim in the Machane Yisrael that he should daven both shachris and mincha in tefillin. Roy v'nochen l'spal tefillos elu im tefillin kimen shalei zoche l'spal shachris im tefillin. That's very interesting. Okay, so I'll daven my second Shemoneh Esrei in tefillin. Why should I daven the first one in tefillin? It's like, you know, you missed tefillin? What could I do to make it up? It's like, you know, I don't know if this is an absolute obligation, but that's what the Chofetz Chaim writes. Okay, everyone, thanks for coming today. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.